Chapter 9. On Friday morning, Lizelle woke up early and packed her bag. She swallowed down one of the large purple vitamins the doctor had given her, and then checked on Ruby one last time before heading out. The sky was clear, and a smoky mist rose up from the pavement. She felt guilty for leaving before Aunt Zoe woke up. "I just need one more day," she thought to herself. "Just one more." She bought a large breakfast with the $20 Brian had given her. Then she wandered through her old neighborhood, passing the rusty swing set where she used to play as a little girl and the bus stop where she had waited with Mom on her first day of elementary school. She walked by her father's apartment building and gazed up at his window. She peered through the doorway of Jackson's Diner, where Mom hurried from table to table. Then she sat on a bench just a few blocks away from Bluford High and waited. On Friday afternoon at 2:47 p.m., the gray metal doors of Bluford High School flung open. A stream of students flowed into the sunny parking lot, talking and laughing and bustling with energy. Lizelle Mason stood alone on the sidewalk, keeping a close eye on the crowd. At her feet lay her battered pink bag. Her white sneakers were mud-splattered from crossing Bluford's soggy football field, her baggy sweats brown at the bottom. Her once neat cornrows were fuzzy and unraveling. She looked as if she had just rolled out of bed. A group of freshmen giggled as they passed her.
"That girl looks busted," a boy snickered.
Lizelle didn't care how she looked. She scanned the sea of faces, searching for Oscar. Her heart thumped anxiously in her chest. Lizelle spotted Monique walking toward her.
"Lizelle?" she said, arching her eyebrow in confusion. "Where have you been? I've been calling you all week."
Monique looked her over.
"What happened to you? You look like you've been through a war or something."
"I have," she replied, looking past her friend. "You seen Oscar?" Monique stared at her.
"Yeah, he's around here somewhere. Why haven't you been in school? Last time I saw you, you were passing out in the cafeteria, and now you show up looking all homeless."
"I thought I saw your mom in Miss Spencer's office on Monday. What's going on?"
"It's a long story," Lizelle replied. "Listen, I can't really talk right now. I gotta find Oscar."
"You still chasing after him?
No offense, girl, but if you're trying to get Oscar's attention, maybe you should have worn something nicer.
Speaking of which, I heard Lisa's having some people over tonight if you wanna."
"Monique," Lizelle said sharply, "I'm pregnant, okay? So no, I really don't want to go to Lisa's."
Lizelle searched through the sea of faces. Young freshmen who still ran after each other like little kids. Seniors who swaggered slowly. Finally, she spotted Oscar's black jacket. He was walking with a group of boys. Jamil led the pack, talking loudly. They were all smiling, except for Oscar, who lagged behind them and stared at the muddy ground.
"Pregnant?" Monique whispered. "But..."
Lizelle took a deep breath, her eyes fixed.
"Oscar!" she yelled.
"But we were going to work at the mall this summer," Monique murmured.
"Oscar!" Lizelle hollered again. "Over here!"
Oscar froze when he saw her. Lizelle grabbed her bag and strode over to him, her back straight, her eyes steady and determined.
"We need to talk," she said firmly.
Oscar shoved his hands in his pockets and looked around nervously.
"I was going to call you," he insisted.
Oscar glanced at her messy hair, then at his friends who were waiting for him.
"I'll call you later, all right?"
Then after a moment,
"I swear."
Lizelle shook her head.
"You're lying. You're not going to call me later, so we need to talk right now."
Oscar crossed his arms.
"Fine," he grumbled.
"What?"
"I need to know where you stand."
Lizelle swallowed hard.
"I need to know what you're going to do."
"What do you mean?" Oscar shrugged.
"I'll do whatever, I guess."
"Look," Lizelle sighed.
"I've learned a lot this week. I still got a lot to learn, but I'm going to need your help, Oscar. We're going to need money and diapers and a crib and a thermometer that you stick under their arm because babies get fevers. We're going to need jobs, too. We got to figure out how we're going to take care of this baby. We can't act like kids anymore. We got to grow up."
"I know," Oscar grumbled.
rubbing his head. I know you don't like me, Lizelle continued. Maybe I don't like you much either. I know we didn't mean for this to happen, but it did. It's happening right now. So are you going to help me? Tell me the truth. Lizelle's voice was rising. Several students looked over at them.
Everything cool, bro? Shouted one of Oscar's friends.
Yeah,
he shouted back. Oscar leaned close to her.
What you want me to say, Lizelle?
He whispered, his voice a mixture of impatience and fear.
I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's not like I wanted this to happen. I'm only 16. I just moved here.
I'm 16 too, Lizelle snapped. It's not like I wanted this to happen. Lizelle tried to fight the warm tears gathering in her eyes. A small crowd was forming around them. Kendra, the girl who had found Lizelle in the bathroom just a week ago, looked on with concern. Lizelle tried to keep her voice steady.
Kids need a father. Tell me you know that. Tell me you ain't gonna just disappear.
Oh no, not this chick again, Jamil said as he strode over and flung a protective arm around Oscar.
Jamil chuckled when he saw her. She held his gaze and glared back.
I remember you, he said with a smirk. Oscar told me about you. You that crazy chick who won't leave him alone.
Lizelle, come on, Monique pleaded, grabbing her by the elbow. Everybody's looking at us. Let's just get out of here.
Yo, Jamil, chill out, bro, Oscar said, his voice limp.
But Lizelle didn't budge.
I ain't talking to you, she snapped at Jamil.
Then she glared at Oscar.
You gonna say something? Or are you just gonna let your stupid cousin talk for you as usual?
What you just call me?
Jamil challenged, taking a step toward her.
I said stupid, Lizelle repeated, looking Jamil dead in his eye. Are you deaf too? Should I talk slower?
Lizelle could barely contain the anger boiling within her. Laughter rippled through the crowd. Jamil's eyes flashed with rage.
I know you game, girl, he hissed. You got some kind of psycho crush on my cousin here. First you was a stalker, and now you making up stories.
Jamil looked around at the sea of faces watching him,
saying you're pregnant.
Several people gasped.
Jamil, you need to back up.
Kendra stepped out of the crowd and pushed a sharp finger into Jamil's chest.
And the rest of y'all need to mind your business.
This ain't my fault, Oscar suddenly blurted. You're the one who came over my house. What did you expect? For me to be all happy? Maybe I don't want to deal with all this.
Yeah,
Jamil growled. From what I heard, you practically threw yourself at him.
Jamil glanced around him.
I mean, how's he even supposed to know it's his?
For a moment, the world went quiet. Lizelle felt her legs buckle as if someone had kicked her. She couldn't hear the voices surrounding her, the cries that rose up at Jamil's words. Laughter, angry shouts, Kendra pushing against Jamil's broad chest, Oscar wincing, hanging his head in shame. Lizelle knew she was screaming at him, but she couldn't hear her own voice. Only Oscar's face was clear to her in the crowd. Oscar, the boy she had met at a party just 4 months ago, who now looked like a little kid, scared and full of confusion. Lizelle kept screaming, a sound of rage and fury, until Oscar turned away and ran across the slick, muddy field of Blueford High School.
Security's coming, someone yelled.
Lizelle felt a warm hand grab hers. Then she was running, too. Hot, salty tears streamed down her face as the high school disappeared behind her. Finally, she heard an urgent voice next to her.
Stop, it said. Lizelle, just calm down. It's okay.
Kendra was standing next to her, panting and holding Lizelle's pink bag.
Are you all right? She asked.
Lizelle stared at her, unsure what to say. Her ears were ringing, and deep in her chest, she felt as if something had torn open, like her heart had been ripped.
No, I'm not, she admitted.
You want to sit down or something?
Lizelle shook her head.
I gotta go. I got a doctor's appointment.
I'm sorry about Jamil. That boy's a dog.
Kendra looked at her thoughtfully. That other kid, he's the father? Lizelle nodded, unable to stop the tears that welled in her eyes.
He just stood there, looking at the ground, doing nothing.
Maybe he's just scared, Kendra offered. He'll come around. He just needs time, that's all.
I don't think so, Lizelle sniffed. I don't think he has it in him. He ran away.
Lizelle massaged her temples and looked at Kendra.
What was I screaming at him?
I don't know, Kendra said with a smile. I was too busy yelling at Jamil.
But whatever you said, that boy ran away like he wanted his mama. I ain't never seen a boy run so fast.
Kendra looked at her with pride.
You're fierce. I feel bad for anyone who tries to mess with you or your kid.
For a moment, the girls were quiet.
You got someone to go with you to the doctor?
I'll go with you if you want.
Nah, it's okay,
Lizelle replied, staring at this girl she barely knew.
Thanks for defending me back there. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I did, Kendra said, her voice firm.
I might not know you, but I know your situation. There's no way I'd stand by and let those boys talk to you that way.
Lizelle wiped her eyes. She wondered where Monique had disappeared to. Kendra was the kind of person Lizelle made fun of. She was smart. She worked in the principal's office. She stayed late after school to study. Now Lizelle wondered if Kendra was the kind of person she should have been hanging out with all along.
I should go, she said sadly, taking her soggy bag. I got a lot to figure out.
Okay, Kendra sighed, turning to leave. I'll see you around, I guess.
Wait, Lizelle called out. I haven't been in school for a week, and with the baby coming, I'm gonna need help, studying and all.
I've never been very good at school. Maybe you could help me, Lizelle shrugged.
I mean, if you want it.
Yeah, I'll help you, Kendra replied with a smile. At least till I leave. I'm going away in September.
For a moment, she was quiet.
I'm going to college, she said softly.
Of course you are,
Lizelle thought as she walked alone down the empty block.
Of course you are.
It was 4 p.m. when Lizelle Mason walked into the Brown Street Women's Health Clinic. Behind the front desk, an older woman smiled at her.
Can I help you? She asked warmly.
Lizelle took a deep breath.
My name's Lizelle Mason. I'm pregnant. I'm here to see the doctor.
The woman handed Lizelle a clipboard with several sheets of paper.
I just need you to fill out these forms, she said.
Lizelle stared at the long list of questions.
How many weeks into your pregnancy?
Describe your medical history in detail.
Do you have any questions for the doctor today?
Do you have any concerns about your pregnancy?
I don't know, Lizelle murmured, looking at the woman. I don't know the answers.
Is there anyone here with you today?
The woman replied.
Someone to help you.
Lizelle hung her head. She tried to answer, but the words stuck in her throat.
No, I'm all alone.
Wait, Lizelle said, pulling out her cell phone. Maybe. Just give me a minute. Lizelle quickly dialed a phone number and waited. Then she heard a phone ring just behind her.
I'm already here, said a familiar voice. I'm right here.
Lizelle turned.
Mom,
she whispered, her eyes suddenly glistening.
I was just calling you.